The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on August 14, 1986 in Hyderabad, India. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 17, Verse 6.
Sochosi asochan rahasi praharan vadhamarhasi yastvam krishne gate duram sahagandhi vadanvana sochosya sochan rahasi praharan vadhamarhasi. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Abhoycharan Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. You rogue, do you dare beat an innocent cow because Lord Krishna and Arjuna, the carrier of the Gandiva bow, are out of sight? Since you are beating the innocent in a secluded place, you are considered a culprit and therefore deserve to be killed. Parikshit Maharaj said, you rogue,
do you dare beat
an innocent cow,
because Lord Krishna and Arjuna,
the carrier of the Gandiva bow,
are out of sight,
since you are beating the innocent,
in a secluded place,
you are considered a culprit,
and therefore deserve to be killed.
In a civilization where God is conspicuously banished, there's no devotee warrior like Arjuna. The associates of the age of Kali take advantage of this lawless kingdom and arrange to kill innocent animals like the cow in secluded slaughterhouses. Such murderers of animals stand to be condemned to death by the order of a pious king like Maharaj Parikshit. For a pious king, the culprit who kills an animal in a secluded place is punishable by the death penalty, exactly like a murderer who kills an innocent child in a secluded place. Thus end the purport of verse 6 of the first canto, chapter 17, entitled Punishment and Reward of Kali. Om Tat Sat. And the king found red-handed Kali beating the innocent cow. He didn't have to go through the system of courts and the system of bureaucracy or red tape. Immediately, as a king, he was empowered to give justice. He found a person was beating an innocent cow. So immediately, King Parikshit was giving him the judgment and the punishment. Nowadays, because the law is so difficult, justice is very difficult to achieve, very expensive to achieve. If you want to get justice, you have to pay high court lawyers, high fees, or to get justice, you have to spend a lot of money. So then where is the hope for an ordinary person to get justice? And even if you fight a case, it may take years and years together before you're going to get any kind of judgment. So here, Parikshit Maharaj, he was able to give immediate justice when he saw that there was someone who was guilty of a grave offense. In modern society, it started off by slaughtering animals, and people, they gradually became callous. They have become callous towards the slaughter of animals. But we didn't hear, even when I was a boy, 25, 30 years ago, about terrorism, where innocent people would be murdered in cold blood just to make some political point. Krishna Balaram, ki,
die.
Singha Dev, ki,
die.
That was unheard of. But now, as people are becoming more and more callous to the animal slaughter, have already become callous to animal slaughter, now terrorism has become a common day affair. And it's not unheard of that such terrorists are given also amnesty very easily, even though they have murdered dozens or even hundreds of people. So here we can see that Pariksit Maharaj, his wisdom in protecting the cow, is an innocent creature which is simply doing welfare for society. The cow is providing liquid religiosity in the form of milk, which can also be made from into yogurt, ghee, cheese, and many other products. From those products, man can easily become very healthy and get sufficient animal fat to supply that need. That there's no need or necessity to kill an animal to eat the flesh, when nature has provided, Krishna has provided ample animal nutrients in the form of milk. And the arrangement is so wonderful that the cow's calf can only drink 1/4 of the cow's production. The other 3/4 can be given to the human beings. In fact, if the calf is allowed to drink all of the cow's production, sometimes the calf could also suffer a grave injury or even die. So this arrangement has been made so that human beings can get this perfect foodstuff. And as such, the cow is considered to be most valuable member of the animal kingdom, because it's simply providing the best service to the human being. And all it does is eat some grass, yet it's providing this wonderful foodstuff. Sometimes people say that dog is man's best friend, but all a dog does is if someone comes, the dog barks to tell you that some stranger is coming. And the dog wags its tail and licks. The cow is also quite agreeable to licking someone if they go and rub under the neck. But compared to what service the cow is doing, the dog service is actually insignificant, just barking when someone comes. Yet they say the dog is man's best friend. Recently in the Philippines, they passed a law that nobody should eat the dogs, because people in that country were habituated to eating the dogs. But they said that when the American tourists come, European tourists come, they find it disgusting that people are eating dogs who are man's best friend. But they don't think otherwise that people are eating cows, who are really the best friends to mankind, because they provide all these valuable food products and because the cow is completely good. A dog can become rabies and bite you, and you have to take injections or you can get rabies and die. But we haven't heard about cows getting rabies and biting people. We hear that dogs have produced syphilis in society. We don't find that cows are spreading any kind of disease in society as such, at least nothing so horrible. So in all different aspects, whether economically or socially or religiously, the cow is doing such a great service. But Kali is trying to destroy religiosity in this age. So one good way of doing it is by destroying the cow, because the cow is producing milk which allows human beings to become more religious. So by encouraging cow slaughter, it one, increases a person's bad karmas, and two, it deprives him of the taste and of the source of milk, which is a liquid religiosity. So Parikshit Maharaj, when he saw that here's an innocent animal being beaten, cruelty to animal or cruelty to human was considered to be on the same level, both punishable, especially cruelty to a cow, Parikshit Maharaj considered was good enough to kill the culprit. And nowadays, the cows are being slaughtered in a secluded place, so people can't see what's happening. Actually, sometimes little children, if they're asked, so what are you eating? They say, meat. You know what meat comes from? They say, no. Then you take them and show them a little cow and say, this is the cow, this is what you're eating. The child says, I don't want to eat anymore. The natural, many of them would say, no, I don't want to eat. I don't want to eat that. But the parents force, no, you have to eat. My own previous ashram, nephew, he refuses to eat meat at the age of 4. Doesn't want to eat it. Hides it under his plate, throws it on the floor, doesn't want it. The parents are worried, what will happen if he doesn't eat meat? So this type of, even some of my disciples who are very neophyte and ignorant, I heard that while they became vegetarian, they were allowing their children to eat eggs because the doctor had said without eating some eggs, you won't get sufficient food value. So like this, the people are bewildered. They're bewildered. What to do, what not to do. As a result, the whole society is being polluted. How someone can So Parikshit Maharaj, he took the action directly in his hands. When he saw Kali was beating this cow, he said, you're a culprit, you're beating a cow, trying to kill it in a secluded place, trying to kill this, for the killing this cow, you're going to get immediate justice, I'm going to kill you. This is the only way to instill fear in the hearts of miscreants, is by giving swift justice. Our temple in Mayapur was attacked by dacoits. The dacoits were kept in the jail for 90 days. Then the statutory bail had to be given because the police had not yet drawn up the charge sheet. So the dacoits were released from the prison on bail. The very next day, it was a dacoit attack in another village within our Mayapur union. And one Grihastha was attacked, a farmer. He had a shotgun with 2 shells. So they each fired upon the dacoits who were attacking his house, and they ran off. But 2 dacoits were spot dead from the firing of the shotgun. Those 2 dacoits were amongst the dacoits who had been released from the jail the day before, accused in our case. So because there's no swift justice, then they can be released on bail. The next day they go out to commit dacoity. It's Krishna's justice, they were killed for their offense for attacking the temple. But Krishna may give justice, but you cannot expect swift justice in the Kali Yuga under the present systems, and that's very unfortunate. There should be quick and immediate justice. Then people will be afraid. The head of the dacoit gang had 18 warrants of his arrest for murder out, but they couldn't catch him. How is it? And he's going on 18 times, yet he wasn't being caught. Finally, there was a fight amongst his own gang, dividing up the booty, the stolen goods, and one of his own members shot him. So this kind of thing is going on. Even we're seeing it right now in our own experience. What to speak of from the newspaper, what we've seen from our own experience. It's very hard to get to these criminals are not afraid of the law. If they're afraid, then just after being let out of jail, how the next day they can go out and attack? So, Parikshit Maharaj, because he was on one hand very strict, that kept the miscreants under bay. And on the other hand, he was very active in promoting spiritual upliftment for all of his citizens. He knew that unless the citizens were given spiritual upliftment, they're going to develop all type of bad qualities, and then they become very difficult to govern, and they don't, and his kingdom will become inauspicious because of increase of sinful reactions, sinful activities. So the head of state has to take 1/6 of all the karma of his citizens. You can imagine the karmas that the different heads of states of the different governments have to take in the world today. So Parikshit Maharaj also knew the king gets 1/6 of the punya or pious activity. So he engaged all of his citizens in pious activity. By engaging all of the citizens in pious activity, kingdom is benefited, he's benefited, and the citizens are most benefited. So that type of God-conscious head of state is actually required. But today, most of the governments in the world are either atheistic or secular. In the dictionary, secular means without God or without religion. So they mean to say that by being a secular government, they're non-sectarian. They don't favor any religion. But that's a negative. We don't favor anyone. That's negative. Rather, they should do it in the positive. We favor all equally. Government should favor religion. But if it favor all religions according to their makeup of the country in a fair way. Not that anyone should get prejudiced. Any bona fide religion can be favored. But under the present system, no religion is favored. If we favor one, then others look up, so we don't favor any religion. We favor charity, we favor social work, we favor slaughterhouses, we favor gambling, we favor tobacco, we favor everything. We don't favor religion. This is completely backwards. This type of secularism should be changed to a positive form of secularism, where religion is favored. Irreligion is unfavored. The Parikshit Maharaj, he favored religion. He didn't favor irreligion. Government is sponsoring slaughterhouse, but government won't sponsor religion. This is the age of Kali. So Srila Prabhupada, he reminded us how Parikshit Maharaj, by chanting the holy name, by spreading the Sankirtan, was able to keep Kali at bay. So now if we educate the people at large to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, then Kali will be kept at bay. Again, Kali can be contained. Now especially that there's a democracy is the form of government in most of the countries of the world. And democracy means the people, by the people, for the people. So the people have no one to blame but themselves for electing irreligious governments with irreligious policies. So we have to educate the people that they should insist that religion should be protected by the government and supported. Then there's no need, if all the religions are supported, then there's no need for people to want to have a Khalistan or a Pakistan, so that they can practice, they can support their own religion. By the secular system of supporting no religion, then the minority religions, they feel that, well, we like to support our religion, so we'll have a separate country, we can support our religion. Better to support all the religions, and then these type of separatist movements are not at all necessary. The system of Sanatana Dharma is that all religions are, to different percentages, coming from the Sanatana Dharma, possessed of the qualities of Sanatana Dharma. And all the religion should be promoted, especially pure religion, which is pure devotional service to the Lord and the glorification of Krishna or God. That should be promoted. Instead of wasting so much time glorifying politicians, movie stars, for which no one really gains any benefit. The public media, public forums should be used to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. And thus, people could learn a higher standard of morality, higher standard of behavior. Parikshit Maharaj says here that, are you acting this way because Krishna and Arjuna, the carrier of the Gandiva Bo, are not present? In other words, when the cat's away, the mice will play. So because Krishna and Arjuna had left, this Kali was taking advantage. Wherever there's no Krishna, there's Maya. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hoyandokar Jaha Krishna Taha Maya Nahi Adhikar. Where there's Krishna, Krishna is like the sun. Maya is like ignorance, like darkness. Where there is Krishna, there is no nations. So, we need to bring Krishna in our heart, bring Krishna in our family, bring Krishna in our community, in our cities, in our villages, in our country, in the world. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, should be in everyone's consciousness, always. This is the way of eradicating all the suffering of the people, of instilling in them real spiritual values and direct perception of the self. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had begun the Sankirtan movement so that everyone can chant the holy names in public. And this is our program, is to chant publicly the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Prabhupada said in Mayapur that one should be able to hear 24 hours a day the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Should be able to hear the names of Krishna. So here in Nunaima Sharanya, we had provided one loudspeaker system and tape recorder so that all the time the holy name could be heard to purify the atmosphere. This transcendental sound vibration, which purifies the entire world, is what can change the environment that we live in. There was a devotee who had worked in a chicken slaughterhouse, and he saw one man who was slaughtering the chickens. The chickens come by on conveyor belt. And as they go by, the man chops their head off. One after another. Chop, 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 chop. Day after day, thousands and thousands of chickens' head chopped off. One day a supervisor was angry at him. He kept saying something, was behind his back, yelling at him for something he did wrong. The guy just turned around, had the chopper, chop! Chop right into the head of a supervisor, killed him on the spot. Because all day is killing. So you kill animal or you kill human, what's the difference? After a while you just get in a mood, kill. So they live in hell. When they die, they go to hell. In America, there was recently a cartoon in one of the major newspapers of a soothsayer, fortune teller, sitting with a crystal ball, and the client was on the opposite side seated in a chair. She was talking to the client, yes, I can see your previous life. Yes, you are a very important person. You were a colonel. A Colonel Sanders. The client on the other side, sitting in the chair, was a chicken. And Colonel Sanders is a world-famous maker of Kentucky Fried Chicken, who's responsible for slaughtering millions and billions of chickens. So, even the American public, they are starting to understand this law of karma, otherwise they couldn't make a cartoon like that. That this life you slaughter a chicken, next life you become a chicken. And you can taste the sweet fruit of your karma. So it may seem that this is very harsh. Parikshit Maharaj is immediately killing a culprit for beating on a cow, trying to kill a cow. Oh, this is cruel, better to let him go. But actually, by doing this, Parikshit Maharaj is being very merciful. By giving this type of immediate justice, immediately the person is absolved from the karma. Next life he can take a fresh start. Actually, by getting a justice like that, such a shock on intellect, that it instills within one a higher value, judgment. And for suffering like that, one is absolved of the karmas and is actually promoted in the next life. So nowadays, like in Malaysia, if you get caught smuggling heroin, then the penalty is death. So recently there was two people that were caught smuggling heroin. So the government, they gave death sentence, the court. Their different governments appealed, all their young men, give them another chance. They didn't listen, hang them. So you go into that country, think that drug dealers, they are very conscious to be careful or to not deal drugs there because of such a heavy penalty. Still, that somehow they're doing because of their insatiable lust. But so many people are being killed spiritually by taking this drug. So if somebody, the karma for that is so great, someone takes this heavy punishment, it may seem very heavy. The next life, they can get a fresh start. So, in this world, however, so many people are being spiritually killed, but nobody's giving any punishment, nor is there any correction. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started this program of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, spreading the message of Krishna consciousness everywhere, to stop this rot, which is set in, the gangrene which is set into the body of the human society. Before every last spiritual principle is destroyed. The Vedas say that the difference between a human being and animal is religion. If you take the religious values, religious life from a human being, then they're no better than an animal. In the jungle, if you see a rat jump on a bug and eat it, nobody thinks that that's a bad activity. If a tiger jumps and kills a deer, it's considered natural. But if a human being kills another because he's supposed to have a higher sense of values, that's considered sinful. But those sense of values come from knowing the laws of nature, the laws of God. And the laws of God are given in the scriptures. And to follow religion means to follow the laws of God. So if we don't have religion, that means we don't follow laws of God. That means we're just like animals. Actually, a human being without religion is lower than an animal. Because an animal will follow natural instinct. If an animal isn't hungry, generally it won't kill, except for some very envious species. But an envious human being, even without provocation, it can kill. As we're seeing today in the terrorists. In Rome, there was recently a terrorist attack on the LL Jewish Airlines. It happened that very day, five or six of our devotees are booked on that airline to fly to Israel to do a preaching program. They were waiting in the line 5 minutes before the terrorists attacked to get their ticket. But someone from the temple called the airport and paged them to come to the phone. So three of the people went to the phone. One was waiting in the line 2 minutes before the attack came. The person waiting in line remembered, oh, I left something in the car. He walked off to the back. He was just about to go up the stairway when the terrorist started shooting, throwing grenades. He jumped over the stairway and hid under the stairs. Right where he was standing, that machine gun firing went. All the people standing in the line practically were all wounded or shot. Within 30 seconds, he was standing in the line. He had just left it. 6 devotees were standing there within 5 minutes before the attack came. All, just what, because they were going on LL, it's the Jewish airlines. Not that all the people are even Jewish, but they're just going on that airline. So they are firing and shooting them all down. The Krishna says, Name Bhakta Panashati, my devotee doesn't perish. Somehow by Krishna's mercy, the devotees are protected. But those devotees saw that how these terrorists, they're just mad, just shooting everyone and anything. They were just, the man standing next to the devotee who jumped under the stairway, his head was blown off. And the blood even splattered on the devotee's cloth. So close they could see that how a Kali Yuga is working. Just by Krishna's mercy, they were protected. And so people said, well, this is the name of religion. This is no religion says to do this. This is because people are not trained in religion. They're trained in sectarianism. They're trained in body consciousness. You're a Hindu, you're a Jew, you're a Muslim, you're a Christian. They don't read that. They don't train in the schools what are the teachings of the scriptures. They just train them, you're a Hindu, you're a Christian, you're a Muslim. So they think that the religion of the Christian is to hate the Jew and the Muslim, or the Jew is to hate the Christian and the Hindu, and so on and so forth. They don't train that actually if they read the religious book, they find that the teaching is you're supposed to love God and love all of the children of God. But they don't, since it's not trained in the schools, it's hardly trained in the homes, it's hardly trained in the... No one goes to religious institutions much anymore. So most of the people, instead of being trained, what their religion is, what is the actual teaching, they just have a very superficial understanding, and that is that I'm this, and I should hate and compete against everyone else. So it just becomes another form of grihamedi division. The Bhagavatam explains that there are two types of householders in the world, grihasthas and grihamedhis. Grihasthas are those who are progressively increasing their spiritual advancement, and grihamedhis are those who are having sense gratification as their goal of life, and therefore they are envious against others who stand in the way of their sense gratification. They're envious against anyone else. So the grihamedhi first has his own family, then he extends his family through various extension. Like if he's a black, he says, oh, all blacks, all right, we're gang together. If he's a Muslim, all Muslims can, or Hindu, all Hindu. Or if he's this nationality, Americans versus Russians, Russians versus Americans, Chinese versus Indians versus Russia, and so on. So in this way, due to all this type of sectarianism, extended body consciousness, the world is divided, and who is ruling? Kali. Kali is ruling. Divide and rule. So our program is unite and end the rule of Kali. And that unity can only come by giving real spiritual knowledge, real spiritual injection into the society. The simple method for injecting spirituality in this materialistic society is through this process of chanting Hare Krishna, distributing Krishna Prasadam, and distributing the teachings of Krishna through books like the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita as it is. So this is our basic program, coming in the line from Parikshit Maharaj to end the contamination of the Kali Yuga. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.